Chapter 16. Shiro came out of the office and showed me an address written on a piece of paper.
We meet them tonight at 8.
After sundown, I noted. I know the place. I'll pick you up here.
Yes, I will need a little time to prepare.
Me too, around 7. I told them goodbye and headed for the door. Charity didn't answer me, but Shiro did. I got into my car. More kids came pelting into the house as I did, 2 boys and a girl. The smaller of the 2 boys stopped to peer at my car, but Charity appeared in the door and chivied him inside. She frowned at me until I coaxed the blue beetle to life and pulled out. Driving home left me with too much time to think. This duel with Ortega was something I had no way to prepare for. Ortega was a warlord of the Red Court. He'd probably fought duels before, which meant that he'd killed people before. Hell, maybe even wizards. I'd squared off against various toughs, but that had been free-for-all fighting. I had been able to find ways to cheat, by and large. In a one-on-one duel, I wasn't going to be able to fall back on cleverness to take advantage of whatever I could find in my environment. This was going to be a straight fight, and if Ortega was better than me, he'd kill me. Simple as that. The fear was simple, too. Simple and undeniable. I swallowed, and my knuckles turned white. I tried to relax my fingers, but they wouldn't. They were too afraid to let go of the wheel. Stupid fingers. I got back to my apartment, pried my fingers off the steering wheel, and found my door halfway open. I ducked to one side in case someone had a gun pointed up the narrow stairway down to my apartment door and drew out my blasting rod.
Harry? Called a quiet female voice from my apartment. Harry, is that you?
I lowered the blasting rod.
Murph?
Get inside, Murphy said. I looked down the stairway and saw her appear in the doorway, her face pale.
Hurry!
I came down the stairs warily, feeling out my wards as I did. They were intact, and I relaxed a little. I had given Murphy a personalized talisman that would let her through my defenses, and it would only have worked for her. I slipped into my apartment. Murphy shut the door behind me and locked it. She'd started a fire in the fireplace and had one of my old kerosene lamps lit. I went to the fireplace and warmed up my hands, watching Murphy in silence. She stood with her back and shoulders rigid for a moment before she came over to stand beside me, facing the fire. Her lips were held into a tense, neutral line.
We should talk.
People keep saying that to me, I muttered.
You promised me you'd call me in when you had something.
Whoa there, hang on. Who said I had anything?
There is a corpse on a pleasure ship in Burnham Harbor and several eyewitnesses who describe a tall, dark-haired man leaving the scene and getting into a multicolored Volkswagen Beetle.
Wait a second.
There's been a murder, Dresden. I don't care how sacred client confidentiality is to you. People are dying.
Frustration made me clench my teeth. I was going to tell you about it. It's been a really busy day.
Too busy to talk to the police about a murder you may have witnessed? Murphy said. That is considered aiding and abetting a first-degree murder in some places, like courts of law.
This again, I muttered, my fingers clenched into fists. I remember how this one goes. You slug me in the jaw and arrest me.
I damn well should.
Hell's bells, Murph.
Relax, she sighed. If that was what I had in mind, you'd be in the car already. My anger evaporated.
Oh.
After a moment, I asked, then why are you here?
Murphy scowled.
I'm on vacation.
You're what?
Murphy's jaw twitched. Her words sounded a little odd, since she kept her teeth ground together while she talked. I've been taken off the case. And when I protested, I was told that I could either be on vacation or collecting unemployment.
Holy crap. The muckety mucks at CPD had ordered Murphy off a case? But why?
Murphy answered the question I hadn't asked yet. Because when Butters looked at the victim from the harbor, He determined that the weapon used to kill her and the one used on that victim you saw last night were the same. I blinked.
What?
Same weapon, Murphy said. Butters seemed pretty confident about it,